This is the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Folks, it's Tuesday, the 2nd of December 2003. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We have a special guest for you in the second hour, documentary filmmaker and author Eric Hufschmid, who has done just an unbelievable job exposing the mathematical impossibilities, the frauds surrounding September 11th. It is a total conspiracy theory, the equivalent of saying the moon is made of cheese, and that there are mountains made of hard rock candy and oceans of Coca-Cola on the surface of the moon. It's a bigger conspiracy theory to say that 19 lone hijackers did what they did, that the buildings fell the way they did, and that all this evidence has been covered up. So you do not want to miss the show, the broadcast, the warning, the alert, in the second and third hour with Eric Hufschmid. And of course, we'll have open phones. We have open phones this hour, and there's a ton of news we're about to dive straight into. PrisonPlanet.com has been updated for you with the latest news and information. That's PrisonPlanet.com, as well as InfoWars.com. Iraqis deny U.S. accounts of fierce fight with guerrillas. That's the London Independent. Here's the Guardian. Iraqis challenge U.S. account of battle. And even MSNBC is saying, well, they sure are changing their story at the Pentagon. First, they claimed it was men in black uniforms. I thought that was our guys. Here in America, terrorist in black ski mask. And now on inspection, many lies are being discovered. The whole thing could be a fraud now. We've been lied to so many other times about this war. This would just be, well, standard operating procedure or par for the course. We're talking about a Pentagon that mails out hundreds of fake letters with false signatures on it, supposedly written by troops of how much they love the war. The problem is the Pentagon only did two different versions of the hundreds of letters that went out, and they were caught and said, oh, well, we're just trying to lighten everyone up and, well, put a good face on it. The military propagandizing domestically against you. And I guess you're not patriotic. Well, they need to lie to us and run our media. You're not with Al-Qaeda, are you? Maybe we should arrest anybody that criticizes the government. That's being openly discussed on national radio, folks. And how wonderful martial law is, of course. So we'll get into the lies there that are now beginning to come out. Also, UN grab for the internet control now coming to a head. U.S. man dies in taped police fight. We'll go over that. Schools expand their power to keep an eye on students. All over the U.S., all over Canada, the cameras are even going in the bathrooms. In the bathrooms. Diebold backs off legal challenge. They were trying to intimidate anybody that posted their internal documents that they accidentally made public about how they're basically scamming everybody with the elections. And now a university said, go ahead, sue us, and Diebold backed off. It's all color of law, all intimidation, hoping you don't find out how the CIA runs the major touchscreen electronic systems. Stocks jump to close at 18-month high as the dollar plunges further. Why is that? We'll explain. Factory growth, fastest in 20 years, more manipulation of the numbers. Gold over 400 an ounce. On currency moves, normally the stock market's up, gold is down, but for the first time in like 25, 30 years, got the numbers here in front of me, got to dig them out, but the first time in decades, gold is up and so is the stock market. What's really going on? We'll discuss that as well. Big show lined up for you today. Tonight, this morning, depending on what area of this globe you're sitting on right now. all the different continents, the ships at sea, the troops, everybody listening. I'm honored to have you here with us. I'm Alex Jones. We'll be right back. Strap yourselves in.
It's here, and Ted Anderson from Midas Resources wants to be sure you call right now and get yours today. It's the 22nd edition Blue Book of Gun Values. I love going to all the big gun shows, and now I can buy with the comfort of knowing exactly what that old Winchester is really worth. Armed with the 22nd edition Blue Book of Gun Values makes you more knowledgeable and makes gun collecting more profitable. The 22nd edition Blue Book of Gun Values contains more information and firearm values than any other publication. Over 1,600 pages with the most accurate firearms prices available. The 22nd edition Blue Book of Gun Values contains nearly 1 million words of text. No other book even comes close, and most of the information in this publication is not available anywhere else. Take the guesswork out of your next gun purchase by calling Midas Resources and ordering your copy of the Blue Book of Gun Values today. They're only $34.95 plus shipping. So call now, 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Folks, we're now 8 minutes and 30 seconds into the first hour of this worldwide broadcast. One of the best researchers out there. On September 11th, we'll be joining us in the second hour, Eric Hufschmid. Right now, let's jump straight into the news. Iraqis deny U.S. accounts of fierce fight with guerrillas. To Ali Abdallah Amin, the accusations and details that were yesterday flying about the latest battle between the occupiers and the occupied of Iraq, the fiercest engagement, some say, since the early days of the U.S.-led invasion, were irrelevant. He was not interested in whether the American military was telling the truth when it said that its troops had killed 54 attackers, shorthand for Iraqi guerrillas who carried out the double ambush against a U.S. convoy in the Sunni town of Samarra on Sunday, which turned into a running firefight. Nor was he wondering about the details made by Iraqi hospital officials and policemen in the face of what the Americans have presented as a crushing defeat for the pro-Saddamist Baathist ex-soldiers and other fighters who were violently opposing their presence. Iraqi officials say only 8 people died, including a 71-year-old Iranian pilgrim called Fatola Hajiz, whose charred passport they were showing to all comers. The old man had, it seems, come to visit the ancient gold-domed Shiite mosque in this once peaceful town on the banks of the Tigris. Ali Abdullah Amin was interested in none of these things. What he cared about, as he lay beneath a grubby yellow blanket in his hospital bed, was the pain in his bandaged legs, both of which were seeping blood from bullet wounds, and the hole in the left side of his stomach. "My legs hurt, my legs hurt," the little boy moaned. That's right, as he cried in the arms of a 22-year-old cousin, Jamal Karim. Now, I've got about 10 articles on this from reputable global sources, BBC, London Independent, MSNBC, you name it. And some of the press has been to the hospitals, been around the local area. And people who were there just minutes after the firefight saw no bodies, but it looks like the maximum number of those that were killed may be 10, maybe 7, maybe 6. It's certainly not 54, and all they found is children and women and old men that were shot. So who knows? This is a Pentagon. I will remind you that mailed out hundreds of fake letters with fake signatures from troops saying how much they love the war and how much the Iraqis love them. This is the same government that has fake weapons dossiers before the UN that are 12 years old. The same lying, un-American, liberal, socialist, big government group who lied about uranium from Niger to Saddam and aluminum tubing and mobile weapons trucks that turned out to be for pumping up balloons. That lied about mass graves and finding chemical and biologicals dozens of times, then quietly announcing, okay, it wasn't true. And it looks like this is a big fat lie, too, just like another stunt, like Bush flying in with the lights off on Air Force One for Thanksgiving to provide a turkey to the troops so everyone would say, oh, he loves the troops so much, he's so brave, just like when he landed on the deck of the aircraft carrier. Doesn't matter that he went AWOL, doesn't matter that he's not a real Texan, doesn't matter that he's completely phony. That doesn't seem to matter. But again, Ali Abdullah Amin was interested in none of the things. What he cared about as he lay beneath a grubby yellow blanket in his hospital bed was the pain in his bandaged legs, both of which were seeping blood from bullet wounds, and the hole in the left side of his stomach. "My legs hurt, my legs hurt," little boy moaned as he cried in the arms of his 22-year-old cousin, Jamal Karim. He may also have been wondering about the whereabouts of his father, Abdullah Amin al-Karidi. Father and son were shot outside a small nearby mosque, a spot now marked by a large, congealed pool of blood. His father did make it. Iraqi witnesses were unanimous that Americans were to blame, pointing to a hole in a nearby cement wall. Cemetery wall, which looked like the work of a shell from an Abrams tank. The U.S. military stuck by its story of the battle and by its estimation of the Iraqi death toll, 54 Iraqis dead. It said all combatants. All combatants. They didn't kill anybody innocent. Major Gordon Tate, a spokesman at the headquarters of the 4th Infantry Division in Tikrit, insisted the U.S. military was confident about its assessment of the battle damage. Soldiers and commanders on the site contend, he told the Independent, early commander of the site and responsible for doing battle damage assessment. Part of that includes counting the dead and wounded on both sides. Ali and his father appear to have slipped through the net, even though the boy's hospital bed is only 10 minutes away from the U.S. Army base in Samarra, and although he was easily found by journalists, he does not appear in part of the battle damage assessment. Asked about wounded Iraqi civilians, Major Tate said he did not have any information on the subject. And I found most of the reports coming out of the Iraqis and the Arab journals, in hindsight, turned out to be very accurate and very honest. And then almost everything coming out from the Pentagon is lies. In fact, we can't really find anything they've said that's true. Time and time again, they'll say the two helicopters just crashed into each other. They were not attacked. Then it turns out they were both shot by rockets. I mean, they just incessantly lie. Troops will get bombed or hit by tank shells And they'll say, oh, evil Iraqis did it. Then it'll turn out that it was friendly fire. I mean, it's just lie after lie after lie after lie after lie after lie. And the Pentagon told us a year and a half ago, they said the Pentagon Office of Information is going to plant false news stories and lie to the world for the war effort. Remember, they announced that. And then the first story the new agency released was, okay, well, we didn't mean that. We're not going to lie to you. And I guess they're covering themselves legally by saying, we're going to lie to you, and the next day saying, oh, we never said that. We're not going to lie to you. Remember the Pentagon gambling system, which they announced publicly and then said, oh, we never announced that. And by the way, they've now implemented it through a private company, according to the Associated Press, so that's up and running too. Just like the Total Information Awareness Network is now running under a new name. We covered from the LA Times yesterday. It is a wall of lies. Understand, we have a Pentagon in control of a military that plants hundreds of fake news stories. That is, letters from troops that they never wrote. And they don't even write different letters. It's form letters, two separate form letters that showed up in hundreds of newspapers and was in the news for one day. And the Pentagon said, well, we were just trying to lighten people's spirits. We just go, oh, that's what they do now. They put fake letters in the newspaper. Folks, that's China. That's Russia. That's East Germany. That's Guatemala. That's Mexico. That's everything I was raised to hate. Everything we were brought up that was bad about the Soviet Union. And now we have secret police in America. We have cameras. We have surveillance. We have the secret arrest, everything they had in the old Soviet Union. And now they've hired the former head of the KGB, this general, to quote, according to the Associated Press and many other articles, to quote, help set up internal passports through Homeland Security. I mean, you couldn't make something up this horrible. The stuff they're doing is so ridiculous, so out of control, so massive, so huge in its diablolical nature. I mean, I read an article last Wednesday on the show, big paper out of Canada, where it said, well, the parents don't seem to mind that most of the schools are putting cameras in the bathrooms and the showers. And then I've got articles today about how they're doing it here all across the United States. And, you know, we just have cameras now in the bathrooms. Again, it was good for Winston in 1984. And Television Week comes out and says, yeah, the new cable box really does listen to you with an audio sensor, and it does track what you do, and your cell phone does listen to you even when it's turned off, and yeah, OnStar's doing it, and yeah. And yeah, the government wants everybody to take microchips and apply digital admits. It's to buy and sell, and they want everybody to take the chip, and Sean Hannity says it's a good idea, and look at how crazy all of this is. And now the Pentagon gets caught in hundreds of lies, lying about this, lying about that, planning news stories. And I've been on talk shows and exposed this, and the host goes, well, yeah, I know, Alex, but we're in a war. Don't you support the troops? Well, it's one thing for them to fly around broadcasting lies out of C-130s over countries they're attacking. That's debatable, but not planning news stories here. No, there's no debate. It's pure evil. It's a horrible indicator. And then you add it next to all the other indicators. General Eberhardt out at Northcom telling the LA Times that, well, yeah, we're under extraordinary situation right now, and yeah, we're getting rid of posse comitatus, but don't worry. And, you know, we've got Wesley Clark running around of Waco fame saying he wants a national ID card, and we've got the outgoing head of CENTCOM, Central Command, Frank, saying, well, if we get attacked again, we'll have to set aside the Constitution. You know, I don't like it, but it's what the people want. Then I read an article like this that I keep mentioning, but I haven't read yet on air. I really should. First Amendment survey finds knowledge lacking. More than two-thirds of college students and administrators who participated in a national survey were unable to remember that freedom of religion and the press are guaranteed by the Bill of Rights. Then when they asked the administrators about if they believe in the First Amendment, they said, no, it's not a good idea. And I turn on the sitcoms and the dramas, and it's all about how good torture is. We're being warped up one side and down the other. We'll be back with the economic news.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Oh my... I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Theoricet, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Oh my... I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late.
This is Pat Cooper. Tony DelVecchio is coming to this station very soon. I book any day now. You're going to love his show.
That's All About This with your host, Tony DelVecchio, Saturday evenings from 9 to 10 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks. Alex Jones here, back live. And before this show ends today, I want to read this whole article that I've been mentioning for the last week out of the Washington Times. More than two-thirds of college students and administrators, more than two-thirds, who participated in a national survey were unable to remember that freedom of religion and the press are guaranteed by the Bill of Rights. In a survey conducted at 339 U.S. colleges and universities, more than one-fourth of students and administrators did not list freedom of speech as an essential right protected by the First Amendment of the Constitution. And a majority of them also didn't think that that the First Amendment's a right that we should keep once they were informed of it. Why, no, free speech isn't good. Free speech is bad. And every time I pick up a law enforcement journal or, again, tune into a sitcom or a drama, torture, torture, torture. And yesterday they did have a report that, well, one of the terrorist suspects did die in custody during an interrogation, that's all. The government comes out and announces how good torture is in hundreds of articles and then later says, we never said that. We're not doing that. Again, conditioning you. And I know almost every day I mention the fact that they're promoting torture all over the place. I just can't get over this. That means they're preparing you, folks, to accept this. And again, the Iraqis challenge U.S. account of battle. Other foreign press are doing it as well. They've already caught them in a bunch of lies. More on that coming up. But before I go any further here on the electronic voting machine news as they take your right to vote away and the rest of it, I want to get into some of the economic news. Stocks have jumped to close at an 18-month high yesterday. Stocks jumped to close at an 18-month high on Monday, led by industrial stalwarts, International Paper Company, and Alcoa Incorporated, the big coal mining group, as investors welcomed a report showing U.S. factories barreled ahead in November, fastest clip since 1983. Now, I looked at the indexes last night that they're reporting on, and they're counting global companies that have somewhat of their assets based here, so they're counting U.S.-owned factories in China and Mexico and India. So, the Fortune 500's gotten more wealthy. The government's grown by leaps and bounds. We've had bankruptcies. We have seen personal and private debt foreclosures at record levels. But they tell us that despite all the layoffs and people being pushed out of factory jobs and high-tech jobs into service, that things are better. Businesses are increasingly convinced this recovery can be sustained, and it won't just be a flash in the pan, said Richard DeCasser, chief economist at National City Corporation. The outlook for the economy was given a boost early in the session as the Institute for Supply Management Barometer of Manufacturing Activity surged 62.8% in November from 57.0 in October, far exceeding economic forecast and putting the to rest doubts that the manufacturing recovery will be sustained. And another report showed U.S. construction spending jumped to an unexpected 0.9% in October, setting a record for the fourth straight month. So we have all this economic numbers, and why luxury sales of luxury items are up too, and they're saying the fastest factory growth in 20 years. But again, they're using all the foreign numbers and what the assets of the globalists are up to. It's like Dell lays off more employees, post a big profit in the last quarter as they shut down and lay people off. And their profits are in China and in Europe. But again, those are counted here domestically. And a lot of people are asking, well, why is the stock market racing back up? Why is the stock market going back up? But you notice it goes up, it goes down, it goes up, it goes down, trending downwards in the last 2 years. Why is it doing that? How can gold be at record highs for the last 10 years? Gold over 400 an ounce on currency moves. And at the same time have the stock market up. Because normally when the stock market rises, in fact, not normally, the majority, the vast majority of the time, when the stock market goes up, gold goes down. But instead, the stock market went up, but gold went up way outpacing the gains of the stock market. Gold's up, what, 40% now in the last year and a half? The stock market's up maybe 6% from what it was a year ago. So look at the real gains there. Why is that? Why is this happening? Well, I'll tell you what I think is going on here from past research. When we get back, And then we'll get into the electronic voting machines, latest developments there, more on the economy, and more on the situation in Iraq. We've got a great guest coming up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Got $3 in your pocket? Want $1 million in term life insurance coverage? Call Termbusters now. Rates are low right now. Call and compare. For example, a man age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred $1 million of coverage is only $75 a month, level for the next 10 years. Call Termbusters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you too. Call Termbusters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Remember, $1 million in term life insurance coverage for as little as $3 a day. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692.
Friday from 11 to 2 Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight. We're here live, folks. Eric Hufschmid will be joining us in the next hour to break down a large strata, a huge area of the government lies surrounding the fairy tale story they put out on 9/11 and how it ties into all the lying we've seen on other issues. It's as if the establishment is going for broke. Is all out, doesn't care how many lies they get caught in, doesn't care how many times they get caught funding and training and protecting and running terrorist organizations. And then on top of it, they tell us, oh, look, factory output is at record levels. That is, in an index comparing what's coming out of foreign factories owned by U.S. corporations. So there's the manipulation right there. And then they say, oh, look at the stock market. It raced up yesterday, and so did gold over 400 an ounce on currency moves. This is out of Reuters. Gold jumped to its highest in more than 7.5 years, I'm told 10 years, above 400 an ounce in Europe on Monday, as fund buyers took advantage of a strong euro-dollar rate and also dragged silver to a near four-year high above 550 an ounce. The euro hit a lifetime high of 120.41. It was 122-plus over the weekend, but that was in after-hours trading. The euro hit a lifetime high of $1.2241 against the battered dollar early on Monday and also rose to its highest in more than 2 months against the yen following the death of two Japanese diplomats in Iraq. Spot gold rose to 397.45 in London after hitting a high of $401.40, approaching levels last seen in late February 1996. That compared with the 397.75 at the London market close on Friday. The euro was at $1.19.86 at close. Dealers said the gold market moved higher was exacerbated by thin conditions as U.S. players returned from long Thanksgiving weekend. And on other foreign markets, gold is selling in some cases as much as $450 an ounce in some of the Asian markets, so it's a huge demand there. Latest U.S. economic data were positive for silver, which was able to take advantage of its dual role as a precious and industrial metal. The metal shot up to a fresh three-plus-year high at 550.52 from 5.34, 5.36 previously. Spot palladium and platinum also moved higher. Folks, again, if you look back, not even in almost every case, in every case in modern history, when you have the stock market going up, gold goes down. But instead, the stock market goes up a little bit. They can call it huge, but compared to other gains in the past or other drops, it's moderate. It goes up. They bill it as huge. Oh, my gosh. Jump back into the market. It's the best thing we've ever seen in our lives. The economy's so wonderful. Put your nest egg back in immediately. Let us rake you back over the coals again. And then suddenly gold skyrockets. And what is Warren Buffett doing? What is Mr. Soros doing? Top globalist minions. Well, they're dumping stock. They're buying gold. They're saying the economy's in deep trouble. And they're insiders. So, again, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm not going to sit here and tell you what's going to happen. But the reason, the main reason, and we know this, that gold's going up while the stock market's going up is because the dollar has lost 32 cents against the euro in the last year and a half. About a year and a half ago, the euro was right at around 90 cents to the dollar, 91 cents, 92 cents, 89 cents. It fluctuated back and forth in that area because we've been following it. In the last year and a half, it has exploded past 120, sitting and hovering right at the 120 mark, a little above it, a little below it, but trending ever upwards on a monthly basis on the graph. I've got a graph here in front of me. It's going straight up. And Treasury Secretary Snow and others say this is a wonderful thing. This is so good for manufacturing. And by manufacturing, it means that third world countries, and now even first world countries, because the dollar is so weak, can come in here with their notes, now the world reserve currency, the euro, and buy our goods because the exchange rate is different. And this is a massive form of inflation, my friends, a hidden form of inflation, devaluing the dollar. And it shouldn't be hidden. It should be the big headlines. So you got the dollar down by 30%+. And the stock market's back up by, what, less than 6%. But it's still lower than it was 2.5 years ago. So think about that. Now, if we saw the stock market increase by 32%, 35%, I would say, yes, that's a real gain in the stock market. But if we've got a 6% increase in the stock market and a 30-plus percent reduction in the value of the dollar, well, there's your answer right there. It's taking more dollars to buy the same amount of stock, whereas if you're a European investor, a European bank, or a Japanese, or a Chinese, or we're below all these currencies now, folks. We're at the back of the pack of the industrialized world for the last 8 months. The point at which the euro overtook us. So think about that. We actually have a reduction in value of the stock market. We have a reduction in the value of the dollar. That's the reality, because somebody comes in here with a euro, somebody comes in here with a yen, somebody comes in here with another currency, they can buy more of that stock for their units, their fiat currency, than we can. So when you look at it, we've got a 24 to 27%, depending on where the euro is, and it's only trending upwards, reduction in the value of our stock market. Isn't that disgusting? I have a little nest egg, a little emergency fund in the bank. Not a lot of money, but I've got some, you know, cash, some Federal Reserve notes, some zeros and ones in the bank computer. And it's been reduced by 30-plus percent. That upsets me. But, again, the average American has no idea that we're now attaining third world status. You know, the dollar has been the world reserve currency since 1945. It didn't matter if we had factories. It didn't matter if we had high-tech workers, because we still had this fiat currency. We could go out and work at Burger King or at the shopping mall or at the golf course and take that money and pay for an apartment and pay for a car and take the children out to Six Flags or Disney World. And we were normally in debt as a country and getting deeper in debt, but still we had that fiat currency, so we could buy a Chinese CD player for $10, a DVD player for $50. We thought we were wealthy. We had the trappings of success. Flat screen color TVs, but real wealth, real investment, real capital, real money in the bank. We have the worst numbers in American history. We've never been more dependent on government, more crammed into compact cities, more non-self-sufficient, more dependent. And folks, you know, I'm here on the chopping block too. I can't imagine what it's like for people who have, you know, a job at the shopping mall and a job bagging groceries. I've got friends who've got several degrees, are very intelligent. We're making $150,000 3 years ago, and they're working two, three jobs. Daddy is. Mommy's working one job. Grandma comes over and keeps the children. They can't even afford a good daycare, which is what people want. It's actually good that their children are home. And they're in more and more debt. They have all this credit card debt. And it's getting worse and worse. I know people have been out of work for 2 years, 3 years, and I know every day they're beating the pavement in between their third world jobs. Every day they're putting resumes in. Every day, every week, they're going to job fairs. Oh, they'll get a job with a high-tech company for 3-4 months temporary, and all they're there to do is train an Indian who goes back to India with their job. They're even told that. We've got a job for you for 3 months. As soon as you train this Indian, you're gone. And they're getting paid about half what they were paid 2-3 years ago. So they've got all these degrees, engineering degrees, electrical engineering degrees. They're getting 10, 12 bucks, 15 bucks an hour paying for their children's insurance and the health care and the taxes and all the rest of it. And already NAFTA and GATT and the WTO already, when they go in for temporary work at a factory or in a programming job, they're getting half of what they got a few years ago. Before, $24 an hour, now they're getting 12 bucks an hour. Before, some of them were getting $50, $100 an hour. Now they're getting $25 an hour. And it's all temporary. I talked to hundreds of these people. There's houses for sale everywhere. The shopping malls on most days are empty, whereas 3-4 years ago they were jam-packed. I walk into CompUSA to buy printer ink or more CDs or something, and I go in there and there's no one in there. Before, you had to fight past the lines of people. Before, they had 5 cash registers with long lines at them 3, 4, even 2 years ago. Now, they always have one person, even at rush hour, at the customer service desk, and that's where you go to pay for your goods. Even layoffs in the service industry. I know what my eyes show me. I know what the price of gold shows me. I know what's happening to the dollar, and it's disgusting. And George Bush and the Democrats and his Treasury Secretary, they know what they've done. But they tell you, hey, the economy's doing good. So you sit there in a bad economic situation and feel like you're the only one. And, well, things are getting better. You know, it's a depression if you're out of work. It's a recession if your neighbor's out of work, folks. All right, who's up first? Who should I go to first here, Mark? Richard, Missouri. Go ahead, and thanks for holding, sir.
Yes, I have 3 short things, Alex. First thing is they've taken you off the first hour here at KCXL in Missouri. And a short thing is Howard, who was dealing with, who has a Liberty Ship Films, was his first name Tito?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And then the last one is the author that had the book on blood, money, and power. Bush's father's name was Poppy, but in another book by Anthony Sutton, America's Secret Establishment, it said his secret name was Magog. And I'm just asking you, which one is true, Magog or Poppy?
Well, I've interviewed Sutton. He's dead now, but in his books, they have different nicknames, but I read that it's Poppy, and people have called him that publicly, his friends and associates. So that is George Herbert Walker Bush's nickname is Poppy. George W. Bush's nickname at Skull and Bones is Temporary.
Yes.
Side issue. We've been on KCXL for, I think, 4 or 5 years, and I know some days they pick up 2 hours, some days 3 hours, some days 1 hour, depending on if they got live games or something. What exactly do you say happened?
They took you off the first hour, and they put someone else there in place.
Well, how many hours a day are they running?
Well, it used to be 3. Now it's just 2.
Yeah, but again, a year ago it was just 2, and then it went back to 3. That just, hey, they're great folks, and I think they have me on there at night, too.
I'm not able to pick you up. It's too low.
Yeah. Well, also, I think, aren't they getting a new, bigger station? I've been told I'll be on that one, too, so.
Well, they're in a process of trying to build up something stronger.
They're good folks, but if you want to call them up and tell them, hey, pick up all 3 hours, be my guest, but they're good folks.
Already done that.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you think about the gold being above 400 and at the same time the dollar plunging even more, and then they're telling us how great the economy is?
Yes, I believe it's more of a continuation of the decline of the whole economic system.
It is terrible. It's just absolutely out of control. I appreciate your call, sir.
Yep.
Take care. We'll go to your calls coming up here in the next segment, and then we've got Eric Huffschmidt, who's an amazing individual in his own right with just incredible info for you, so I hope you'll stay with us into the second hour for that. And I do have some news here because he's a computer programmer, an engineer himself. I want to talk to him about the electronic voting machines, which they've admitted are fraud-ridden and run by the CIA. That's mainstream news. They were going to sue people that were talking about them and exposing them. They've now backed off. Their secret documents were posted by a major university. They were very upset, but they threatened to sue. The university said, go ahead, and now they're backing off. So that's coming up as well. Before I end this segment, I want to remind you, the listeners, that I've made 10 full-length feature documentary films. The new one is Matrix of Evil Exposed. It's got Congressman Ron Paul, Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, Colonel Craig Roberts, myself, Frank Morales, who's a police state expert, talking about the government-run white slavery ring, Cynthia McKinney does. Ron Paul about how globalists run Washington. We've got Colonel Craig Roberts on how the government's sponsoring terrorism and the Second Amendment. It's got my speech before the city council in Austin, very fiery speech, getting the Patriot Act thrown out. It's jam-packed with news clips and documents. It's a great new film. People really like it. We're getting great reviews. $25.95, over 2 hours. Order three or more of any of the 10 videos. They drop down to $20 a piece when you order three or more. Big discount. And your purchase supports this show. Get the videos, make copies, hand them out to folks. They make great gifts. Yes, I authorize you to make copies of my videos. I just want to get them out to people. 1-888-253-3139. Pick the phone up. Get 9/11 Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. 1-888-253-3139. Or get Paul Watson's new book, Order Out of Chaos. It's amazing. 1-888-253-3139 or Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Take action. All that these evil people are counting on is you doing nothing. We'll be back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul taste, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Before I go to Jerry in Wisconsin and our guest Eric Huffschmidt and some other news on the electronic voting machines, this is all, just every news story is so out of control. I spent 3 hours on this one article. Before I do that, I will be in Houston December 13th at the Alamo Draft House Movie Theater at the West Oak Shopping Center, showing 9/11 Road to Tyranny, giving a 30-minute speech, taking questions, and then airing They Live, the John Carpenter tour de force dystopic film about a false reality and those that wake up from it. So that's December 13th. That's a Saturday here in about 11 days in Houston, Texas. 6 p.m. Be there, folks. Great place to network. Let's go to Jerry in Wisconsin. Jerry, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. How's it going?
Good, my friend.
Yeah, I was wondering, every once in a while I hear you talking about fluoride in the water and telling people not to, to stop drinking the crap and stuff. I was wondering, maybe you should tell some of the listeners to stay away from even the fluoride toothpaste and stuff. I mean, a few years back I went to Walmart and I checked on the shelf and it was like every one of the tubes of toothpaste that I looked at, it said fluoride right on the label there. And if people stop using that, they can't sell that stuff. It's against the law to dump that stuff in landfills, but people are paying money to you know, to use it. I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, let me give you an example. Without having a whole diatribe on fluoride, and I'm glad you mentioned it, depleted uranium. Dr. Rook, top scientist, epidemiologist, radiation expert, he's got like 5 medical degrees, okay, folks? They hire him in 91 to go disprove that depleted uranium is bad. He shows up. He says it's deadly. It's causing lung cancer, lesions, radiation sickness for our troops. It's horrible. Deformities. And our troops were 3 times more likely to have deformed children, by the way, from the first Gulf War. He comes back. Now in this war, they use at least 15 times what they used last time. It's 1,900 times safe levels. Above safe levels in downtown Baghdad. They used it all over the place this time. Rook, on his own, tests the blood. Other doctors do. It's all over the Australian British news. It's horrible. And our news says it's good for you. Now, folks, this is the stuff left over from nuclear power plants. It's left over from the separation process to make the rods. It's left over from nuclear weapons production. It's deadly. And they just say it's good for you. So the same thing with fluoride. At the end of the Second World War, they had all these aluminum factories, all these fertilizer factories that had this toxic fluoride left over. They just said, hey, we'll just put it in the water. And it is deadly, deadly, deadly. And the back of the toothpaste bottle says, if you swallow even a pea size of this, call poison control immediately. It is deadly poison. And what does it just so happen to do? And I have hundreds of university reports. It deadens the mind. It is a toxic sedative used by Nazis in death camps to sedate Jews and others. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Alex.
I just wanted to add that. You made a great point. Go ahead.
That's all I got to say. I just wanted to make sure people are on top of that. I appreciate it, Alex. Have a good day there.
Absolutely. Thank you for the call. From there in Wisconsin. So no wonder people don't know what the First Amendment is. No wonder most people don't know how many continents there are, where Iraq is. They're drugged. And by the way, your food is full of fluoride because they feed it to the pigs and the sheep and the cows and all of it. They've tested the food. It's full of deadly fluoride. Because, there's calcium fluoride that isn't very bad for you, but you need a little bit of it. But then there's the sodium fluoride, all these other types of fluoride that are deadly. By the way, the top scientist who was in charge of putting fluoride on the water in Canada, he's now gone public, apologized, said, I was wrong, it's deadly poison. We had one of the top epidemiologists, and he also has a degree in chemistry on a few months ago, and that's at prisonplanet.com in the audio section. You ought to go listen to that. It is so deadly. It's unspeakable. We'll be right back.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere.